6:39 here on WGN. Your Money Matters. John Hansen here, joined by Dan Ficini and Joe Cassidy from Innovation DuPage. I'm very excited to share this with our listeners because, Dan, you and I had a conversation about a month ago about all the things that are going on at Innovation DuPage, and I was kind of blown away by the setup you have. For our listeners, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having us, John.
Yeah, for sure.
Innovation DuPage is a business incubator and accelerator. We're located in downtown Glen Ellen. But for the most part, what that means by a business incubator and accelerator, it means we're really a community built around the needs of entrepreneurs and startups and small businesses.
And Joe, bringing you on here, first of all, welcome to the program. Thanks for hopping on.
Thanks,
I know you were a big part in setting this up. Why does a business need, what does a business need when it gets started? What is it, what is being in a community, what's the advantage?
The advantage is that we connect our small businesses with the experts and the resources that the big companies have access to. Mm-hmm. So if you're a company of one or two or 10 people, you don't have access to the research capabilities that we can help you get. You don't have access to the universities and colleges. So we try to put all of those things that the big companies have in the hands of our small businesses.
And why is it so important, Dan, to have vibrant small businesses in a community?
Oh, well, they're the greatest economic engine to the U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge for entrepreneurs to get started. I think it's over 20% of businesses fail within the first 2 years.
20%, you said?
Yes, and 50% within the first five. And to get to 10, it's the success rate, the failure rate is about 70%.
Whoa, I didn't know that. That's shocking, considering how many employees come out of small businesses, Joe.
Yeah, I don't want to throw a bunch of numbers at you here. But
please do. That's what the show's all about.
99.9% of businesses in the U.S. are small businesses. Now, some of those are up to 150. It depends on industry.
That's still small, though.
Yeah, it is.
But the corporations get all the headlines, though.
They do, but the economic backbone to this country are the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They employ about 50% of all jobs in the country. They create about two-thirds of job growth in the last 10 years has come out of small businesses. And these are the companies that give back disproportionately in a positive way to their communities.
They give back more.
They give back more. They are a part of the community. They hire our graduates. They hire our neighbors. So if we can help these companies succeed at a higher rate, it's a big deal in terms of impact on the total economy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only just, as you say, obviously the employees there, but it's sponsoring the T-ball team, right?
That's right.
I mean, those things matter, right? As you build a community, it's what makes communities great.
Absolutely. Even for where we are in Glen Ellen, you know, the businesses that come to us, they go out and get coffee at the local businesses, you know, right in the neighborhood. So that's really important to us.
Okay. So you mentioned in Glen Ellen. So is this like a brick-and-mortar building where all these businesses are? Is it a combination of a bunch of them together? Is this just a meeting space where they can come but do their business elsewhere? A combination of everything?
It's a combination of everything, really. So we have a shared co-working space in downtown Glen Ellen right in the Civic Center. But really, we're a community of members, program participants, mentors who are helping our program participants and members, which are the entrepreneurs that are coming to Innovation DuPage, and then partners who really have an affinity for entrepreneurialism and growing small businesses.
Obviously, it's got to be about the education and the experiences, and we'll talk about an event you got coming up, which is going to be great. But for a lot of it, it's just it's got to be connections too, right? Collaborations, ideas, that creativity, especially coming out of the pandemic when no one could see each other in person. This is huge.
It's a big deal for people to sit in a room together. And again, not everyone does. Some people
right.
are out of area. Some people are out of the country, but they connect with us. But for entrepreneurs to sit in our common workspace and share ideas across industry, you've got a hot sauce company, Gindo's, talking about something, and they turn to a tech company, and they share things that just you wouldn't get if you were just talking to your industry. So it truly is a community. And I've heard so many entrepreneurs say it's very lonely.
Yeah.
It's a lonely game. People think they're crazy. What are you doing? You know, why are you doing this? This is risky. So we get those people together. We give them confidence. We give them, you know, they're trading ideas, and they're also connecting to all of our networks
mm-hmm.
across our 40-plus partners.
Hot sauce and technology.
Yes,
I want to be in the middle of that conversation. Find
it's
out
great.
What that conversation is. Yeah, okay, so Joe kind of teased it there, but Dan, businesses aren't only in DuPage. They're everywhere. Or do they have to have some connection to the area to be part of Innovation DuPage?
There's not an electric fence around DuPage County. So we'll accept businesses from outside of the area, but our primary service area is DuPage. But DuPage is a large area as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of communities within the county that we're serving.
Right. And I imagine that businesses, when they want to continue to expand and grow, even outside the limits of DuPage, there's those other businesses that have done that before. They can talk about here's where shipping problems happen. Here's where this happens. And that knowledge you get, Joe, I think is probably huge.
It is, to save time and energy, to not recreate the wheel that someone else has already experienced. And that's a lot of what happens with our entrepreneurs and residents or entrepreneur companies. They share their mistakes, not just their success stories. But that saves someone else time, energy, and money. It's interesting. We're serving primarily our region, but we just recently had a group from South America and Central America come and see what we're up to.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take the best of U.S. economic development and business incubation and put it to work back home.
Wow, that's huge.
It's a big deal.
It means you're doing something right. InnovationDuPage.org is where you can go. We're not done with our conversation yet. We're going to talk about some big awards you have and a great event you've got coming up and how people can get involved in all sorts of things. InnovationDuPage.org. First, a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld, 720 WGN. Your money matters, whether you own a small business or not. And we got the folks from Innovation DuPage, Dan Ficini and Joe Cassidy. And Dan, I guess that's a good point. For someone that's listening to this, they're not a small business owner, let's say, why should they care about what's going on? Because it's broader than just what's happening there, right?
Absolutely. Joe mentioned, I had mentioned, you know, small businesses are a big part of the American economy. And, you know, that's what everybody's eyes are right now, are on right now is, you know, the state of the economy.
Right. And it may be your neighbor, Joe, right?
Absolutely. These are folks who live next door to you. They're hiring your friends and neighbors. The big companies are interested because we're talking to the next companies who are going to disrupt technology and change the game for big businesses.
See, when you say that, I think Silicon Valley. I don't think of DuPage County, but maybe I should be.
You should be. And we're in, you know, there's a big effort to have more tech investment in the Midwest, of course. 1871 has done wonders to advance that. But Chicago has such a diverse set of industry clusters. And yes, a number of our partners are big companies, and they are talking to us because they want to give back. They want to help these small businesses. But if they're smart, they also know we've got people sitting in our workspace who may disrupt their entire industry with a new tech, with a new whatever it is, a new service model. So there really is a skunk work, you know, that big companies should be paying attention to these small businesses.
Interesting. All right, Dan, you got some big awards that I had a list of them already, and you got some new ones today, so I had to hit refresh, but big congratulations in order, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Innovation DuPage has been successful in having a lot of our member companies secure the Entrepreneurial Excellence Award from the Daily Herald. New awards came out, so we're excited that the Young Entrepreneur Award went to Sarah Dickinson of Dickinson Strategy and Consulting. The Innovation Awards went to Live Now, which will actually be featured on a future segment, hopefully.
All right, for sure.
And Super Better, which is a app for mental health for youth.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then yours truly, Joe Cassidy, today received the Outstanding Service to Entrepreneurs Award.
Hey, congratulations, Joe.
Thank you. Right place, right time. You're surrounded by really smart people and good things happen.
Well, I mean, awards are a great way to get people's names out there. I'm sure that being part of Innovation DuPage helps even with that cultivation. But there's scholarships involved too, right, Dan?
Yes. So we've awarded about $500,000 in scholarships so far for those entrepreneurs and small businesses who are bootstrapping and really need access to the resources that we provide and might not be able to afford that right now.
How does it work? If it's a business in the area and they're thinking, you know, someone's listening to this right now, they're trying to get off the ground, is it just reaching out to you guys saying, hey, here's who I am? How do they get access to these things? How does it work?
Absolutely. So visit our website. We have a series of programs that are for small businesses in our Business Accelerator program. Our most recent cohort started just yesterday, and we're bringing 14 businesses through our accelerator program, which is like a 12-week mini MBA to help them kind of take their businesses to the next level.
Right. Is this a matter that they have to give a part of the ownership of their business, or like how does that work? Because I know a lot of people think that that's what's going to happen.
No, not at all. We take 0% equity stake, which is makes us different from a lot of other incubators in the region.
Right. And I think that's makes you let them make their financial decisions, their independence in that, that you're not intertwined into the running of the business as much, Joe, I imagine.
Absolutely. Innovation DuPage was created by the College of DuPage as part of our altruistic effort to support economic development. So we take zero equity stake in these companies, and it's an extension of decades of work the college has done to support small businesses. So again, we know if the companies thrive, they hire our graduates, they give back to the communities, this is a win-win-win. So, you know, it really is an altruistic economic investment by the college and by Innovation DuPage.
All right. I'm going to give all of our listeners, unless you're driving, a chance to take out your phones. Go to your calendar app. It's the one that looks like a calendar. I just say that for my mom if she's listening. And I want you to go to September 8th because that's going to be a big day. Tell us a little about what's going on September 8th, Joe, at the Economic Forum.
Well, we're extremely lucky at the college and Innovation DuPage to get time and attention from some very interesting people and organizations. On September 8th, we're going to be hosting the Federal Reserve Chicago President, Charlie Evans, who happens to be a West Suburban resident himself. But he's going to come out and talk to there's going to be a small roundtable in the morning talking to business leaders about what's happening with interest rates, what's happening with the economy. Then we're going to have a much larger event at the College of DuPage, probably about 400 people. And we still have some spots open.
Oh, good. Okay.
Contact us. Clearly, the timing couldn't be.
I was just going to say, could you have picked a better time right. to have someone from the Fed to talk about it? Because I got some questions. I imagine a lot of people do. And boy, what that's a big get.
It's a big get. And again, we're just fortunate to get the attention, time, and energy of some talent like this. And the timing is incredible. It's a crazy time right now. So I think we're already getting questions from community members. I think it's going to be a wonderful event. And my understanding is Charlie and the Fed do this all the time. They really want input to inform what they do. So this is a part of an ongoing activity they do around the country to really hear from business owners and community members what their concerns are, what their thoughts are, what their struggles are, what their ideas are. So it's a great opportunity for people to have to be a part of what's going on.
It's interesting you mention that because it's not just someone speaking to you. They want to listen. They report up. This is how they gather information.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool stuff. All right. So innovationdupage.org. People can go for more information on that, too.
Yes.
And maybe some of the few tickets that are left available.
Yes. Do it quickly because we are filling up, but we still have some room.
All right. All right. I'm going to give you the time for the elevator pitch, Dan. Why should someone reach out to you guys? Who should reach out to you guys? And if they're interested in more.
So anyone who is thinking of starting a business or has a business and they really want to get there quickly and get their idea into practice or just to grow their business, we can help you do that.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add to the pitch, Joe?
Yeah, I mean,
I like to give everyone a chance.
I appreciate that. So,
Meridian, you want to hop in next? We'll get everyone on the pitch here.
You know, our small businesses are from pre-launch, pre-revenue to 10 years in business. And the other major benefit we have is that our small business development center is upstairs from us, and that's a part of this model here. So we can deal with someone from raw idea through acquisition, through maturity, scale, growth. Connect with us. If you're not in our area, we'll connect you with resources in your area. But the simple answer is if you're a small business, come talk to us.
Yeah.
And if you're big business, talk to us because we want to talk to you as well about how to be a part of this.
Well, you mentioned the idea thing, and I want to ask that, Dan. I mean, does someone have to have an established brick and mortar to come talk to you or have it well-established, have already have all their taxes figured out, or is it even people that are in the inception phase?
Like Joe had mentioned, we work with the Small Business Development Center. So if you're at that inception phase, we do have an entrepreneur in residence and other partners that will help you flesh out your idea.
Okay.
And then we can work with the Small Business Development Center to help you build your business plan. And then come back, be in part of our community, and then we'll start working on your business with you so you can grow it.
I imagine if someone gives you a call, you can help guide them to the right place.
Absolutely.
That's the key. All right, so the number is 630-942-3340. It's radio, so I'm going to say it twice. That's what we do here, 630-942-3340. You can visit innovationdupage.org, email ID at innovationdupage.org. And again, the event is on September 8th. And we're going to play a little of that back on the show after that, I think the following Monday. Dan, Joe, thanks so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. This has been great.
Yeah, that's great. I love when you answer at the same time because I looked at both of you. There you go. All right, tell you what, that's going to do it for Your Money Matters here on this Wednesday. A great show. I appreciate everybody listening. We got John Landecker on the way. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.